from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
6:02 on a Wednesday. Good morning. It is the morning shift. Dylon, Day-Day behind the glass. Mike Johnson, Squid. I'm Rob Tribble. I'm an Aries. I'm circumcised. I enjoy long walks. Thoughtful conversations. Where are you going, Mike?
Long conversations, huh?
Thoughtful, long conversations. Hmm. Getting lost in each other's eyes, that sort of thing.
It's funny, because you've always, you're kind of short with me.
Kind of short with you. Well,
I knew that was headed in a bad direction. It's like watching a freaking car accident. You're like,
watching in slow motion.
Couldn't look away. Couldn't take my earbuds out fast enough.
So watching the Braves game last night, I see behind home plate there's Bo Johnson, there's Andy Bunker and Randy McMichael with his shades, white T-shirt, and Georgia Bulldogs cap on.
Man, they had a good time. They had a great time.
Randy was on beer number 5 by the third inning, I think.
That a boy.
Good to see Bo's normally toiling and working at Truist Park. It's good to see him be able to sit back there and watch. How'd they get those tickets?
Well, I know it was probably Bo, but I thought to myself, this is probably the biggest game of the year at home, especially for, I mean, as far as weekday games go. This is, you know, that's a monumental game to be like, hey, man, I need to hook up with those second row seats. That'd be good for you.
Well, I'm pretty sure that when you work in that, is it the Delta?
It's Truist. He's
the Truist. The Truist Lounge or whatever.
That's the way to see a game, man. Endless food, endless drink.
Dude, that bar, there's like 4 bars in that Truist area anyways. But because I've been in there when he's working, but I'm pretty sure he gets an allotment like a couple of times a year. He gets, you know, 4. And I'm sure he probably picked them at the beginning of the year, most likely. But the reality is at the end of that game, and I don't get to what happened, but the energy in that stadium at the end of it felt very Octoberish. I know that it wasn't as full as it would be in October, but the way the crowd was reacting to everything felt very October-ish.
Well, speaking of October, man, how about the weather yesterday? Oh, man, it was incredible.
Can't you tell the entire week it's not going to get above 90? And you can tell when it doesn't hit 90. You can just feels a little bit
false fall.
More palatable outside.
And I'm here for it, man. And I was telling Bo earlier, I was like, man, went and picked up the kids, actually stopped and saw some old coworkers up at Lassiter High School yesterday, picked up the kids, got them home, hung out with them a little bit outside, and then walked the dog later. I was like, man, I am so ready for like late September, early October, because that's what it felt like yesterday. I know it's going to get a little bit hotter as we move along, but to Bo's point, yesterday, even the weather felt a little bit more like playoff baseball as you move towards that, man.
Now, Zach Wheeler was sitting on 99 wins last night, did not get win number 100. I said, that's your homeboy, and he goes, nah. I didn't know there was geographic beef within Paulding County, like East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, man, I don't like those people. See, when I was growing up, it was Paulding County and East Paulding. Those were the high schools. That was it.
Right.
Now then, going into my junior year of high school, we added Hiram High School. And a lot of those kids that filled up Hiram High School literally came from our high school. And so for some reason, they thought we were rednecks, and they weren't, which was odd to say the least. But
the reality, like when you make fun of people from Alabama.
No, those people are. Those people are not. Those people are a lot of things, some of which I can't say on the air.
They share three teeth.
Let me tell you something. But I'll say this, yeah, I don't have, I'm not an East Paulding guy, man. I'm from the southwest side of the county.
Never trusted those people.
I'm right there on the outskirts of Dallas. I consider myself a Dallas boy, and those East Paulding people, they're close enough to Cobb County. That's what they think they might be. I think they're a little too good for.
Oh, they're coattailing Cobb County?
Yeah, yeah. Old Cobbites.
The irony in this conversation. It's like the Alabama people look at Paulding County like, just because you're an hour away from Atlanta doesn't mean you're high class, kid.
I grew up a bit urban in South Decatur, Atlanta area. You know, I'm city boy. So, y'all are all country to me. It's all the same to me.
Oh, really?
I didn't know there were degrees.
Well, look, I'm from Pensacola, Florida. We're just straight up, you know, white trash down there. It is what it is. No, it's
And you went to school in Alabama, so I mean, upgraded.
You love NASCAR, man. You're a walking stereotype.
I am. Made the trifecta, didn't I?
I do, too.
Just live right there in a triangle.
Well, hold on. I'm from Paulding County. I drive a four-wheel drive truck, and I love NASCAR, too. So I don't know. I don't know what you can say about me, but Zach Wheeler did leave. He's been good. And look, I thought Zach Wheeler was good last night.
He was.
I mean,
he gave his team a chance to win.
If it wasn't for Whit Merrifield and Marcelo Ozuna,
Merrifield, what, a double and a triple last?
I thought, is
Whit Merrifield going to shock the world and hit for the cycle tonight? He got the triple out of the way. That's the toughest one to get done.
Yeah, you get that out of the way right out of the bat. I mean, right off the bat, he was boom, triple. And he ran for that. The home run by the Big Bear when he went yickety, or as Brandon Godwin would say, a big fly from the Big Bear. That was...
it's all about the paws, too.
For one, the swing, we talked about it this morning, the swing is so compact, so powerful. Last year and 2 years ago when he was swinging out of his shoes, he couldn't hit any broadside of a barn. Now he's just staying in there, compact, tight swing, fast hands, that ball went, what, 420 last night?
432.
Yeah.
Straight away, right there in the trees.
I tell you, when you hit it off a guy like Zach Wheeler, Mike,
Did y'all think that when Ozuna gets called out on his backswing hitting Laureano
on the stolen base?
Laureano
stole the base.
Yeah. Did y'all think for a minute things might get a little spicy? I just feel like, man, there's just something boiling in this series right now. I just have a feeling like tonight or tomorrow night, like somebody's.
I didn't get a spicy vibe when I saw it happen. It was just because it was just kind of a love tap with a bat.
Well, I also
he has irritated people in the past with that. Catchers get irritated when you do that.
But I didn't think that one was as bad as the others. I mean, that wasn't, you know, the ones that they've gotten irritated is when they're still down in their crouch, catching the ball, and it hits them in the back of the head.
Yep.
That was one where the catcher stood up, and I felt like he moved into the backswing a little bit. Now, I know that that's a fine line right there, but I didn't think that one was that egregious.
It was a love tap, and Ozuna actually did squat, too. He tried to get out of the way. That's just, I mean, you got to make that. It's a good call.
I understand the rule. Like, I don't think it was a bad call.
I disagree with it.
It
does seem to happen to Marcel way more than it does anybody else.
Oh, sorry, what? What did you say?
Can't disagree with it.
Yeah, so it wasn't right.
Didn't that happen to Zeno in one of his games?
Yeah, he told me he got hit in the head.
Yeah.
I mean,
that'll irritate the hell out of you.
I tell you what, though, that was the
JT Realmuto, Mark Zeno, same thing.
But when Zeno got hit in the head the next day, I thought he was a lot more tolerable and personable. I thought we got good. So,
yes. Jarred something loose.
Maybe about once a month, if you're in the wooden bat league with Zeno, just give him a little love tap on the back of the helmet.
Don't y'all think, though, winning the first game last night of this three-game set, it is very October-ish, where it's like you need to win the series, probably moving forward. And now it's like if we win tonight or tomorrow, I'll feel really good either way about how this series went. Sweep, obviously, is great, but if you can just win one of the next two, I think you'll feel pretty good. You know, as
or they have 5-2 against the Phillies this year, so they won the head-to-head. I believe they are.
They started out the first series. They did well the first series out of the gate.
They scored
won like
11 runs
in the second game of the year.
They won 2 of 3, right? They won 2 of 3. They won 2 of 3. And if they could win another 2 and 3, that would be huge because that would give them, what, 6-2 with 4 games left? Is that right?
Yeah, and that's the other thing to kind of highlight. If you win 2 or 3 in this one, you're still barreling towards another series next weekend with Philly.
In Philly.
And that's going to be even probably bigger stakes with that one because if you can win 2 or 3 and then, you know, Philly's not playing extremely well right now, then maybe you can inch a little bit closer. I mean, in theory, you could make a run at first place by 2 weeks from now.
Well, since middle of July, Phillies are 11-19, so they're not exactly setting the world on fire like they were earlier in the season. But
isn't it the situation though where if after next week, after you complete the 4-game series with them, isn't it the kind of case that you want it within 2 to 3? If your goal is to have it within 2 to 3 games, and so that way, you know, you win the right games and they lose the right games, and you'll have if you win this series, and at the very least split next series, you'll own the season series, which is big, and it could be big deciding the division if you ended up close with them or like in a tie.
Well, you bring in Gio Urshela. What's the seventh? Rays are the seventh team he's played for. Released by the Tigers.
Overall, not this year.
No, not this year. Kind of a journeyman, sure, but that's about as good as Alex you can do in that situation.
I mean, you
get a guy, he's in the league for a reason, mainly for his glove. He did hit 21 homers back in 2019, career 270 hitter. Maybe he could go off like a Soler or a Jock Peterson or help me, the other
Duvall?
Guy. Duvall. Rosario, yeah. Maybe he could have that in the postseason. I don't know. I mean, this looks like between him and Laureano and Merrifield, this looks like a Freddy Gonzalez lineup from 2015. But
it does.
What are you
going
to do? But what can you do, though?
I'll tell you this. It definitely doesn't look like your opening day lineup. No. I mean, that's the bottom line.
But I just need Urshela to be...
Just filled the position, man.
I needed to be an average Major League Baseball player.
Speaking of which, y'all buried the lead, man. We went all the way through one segment without talking about Grant Holmes and the job he did coming in last night. He was unbelievable.
Grant Holmes they told you last night exactly what they think of Grant Holmes because that was a 1-1 ball game when he entered last night?
Yep.
And you threw him in there and he threw two? That shows you how much trust and how highly they think of what he has done and who he is right now.
Well, that slider was just nasty last night. So was Lopez's slider, too. He kind of had some runners on base, got out of a bases loaded jam, still struck out 10, but he kind of had to grind a little bit in five innings, one run. Braves get the victory last night over the Phillies and actually get an insurance run late in the ballgame to get the 3-1 victory. All right, coming back. I didn't even know this was an issue. What is this written on the show sheet? Raheem Morris believes Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons will have no problem playing together. Why would they? I didn't know that was a thing. Are they going to be battling for supremacy and accolades back there?
Well, maybe they'll be battling for who has the most interceptions.
I would love that. Yes. Yeah. Talk about that next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.